And I appreciate you being with us in the house of God tonight. And you just pray for us tonight, Lord God, just bless and help in the service today. And God's will be done. Lord God, I'm going to give you a 2-for-1 tonight. Amen. I don't know any other way to do this message but for 2-for-1. Amen. So you just bear with me and pray for us and pray that God will just help us tonight. We need the help of God. Amen. The Bible, if you like to turn with us in Acts chapter number 16, start reading there in verse number 16 and then share with you the message the Lord God has laid upon our heart. The Apostle Paul, I love to read after him. I love to preach after him what he's written here in the Word of God. And Paul was a great man of God. He ushered in the day of grace for us today that that we have today because of the law. Of course, God knew that we couldn't live in the law, but he chose the Apostle Paul to bring in a day of grace. And you know, if you'll go back and read the first part of chapter 16, you'll find there that he came down to Derbe and Lystra there, and he preached the Word of God. Folks are saved. And on down there a little bit further in the Word of God, and we find that Paul wanted to go down to another place, and the Holy Spirit of God says, no, you can't go. And I believe he done it a couple of three times, and told him, said, no, you can't go down there. And then he finally, the Lord led him down to Philippi or Macedonia, and he had a dream, a vision, and there's a man stood before him and said, you come down here and preach to us the Word of God. We need to hear that. So that's what he did. He went down there to Macedonia, and verses 12 through verse number 15, you'll find even there that the lady called Lydia gave her heart and her life to the Lord. And so everywhere that Paul went and preached the Word of God, when he was being led by the Spirit and by the power of God, God blessed it and God used him. And I thank God for that today. But Paul was, in my mind, was one of the greatest men in the New Testament that ever preached the Word of God and sat down and penned down what we have today as the Word of God. And I want to share with you tonight what God has laid upon my heart. And I'm going to go through this verse by verse and preach a little message, and then I'm going to come back and give you the heart of it. Amen. If you'll just bear with me tonight. The Bible said in verse number 16, if you like to stand, you may do so tonight. Verse number 16, and it came to pass as he went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met me, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out of the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of her gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat him. And when they had laid many stripes upon him, they cast him into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust him into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Amen. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands was loosed. Amen. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. And then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Amen. And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them, into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. I'm going to ask my brother Tim, if he would, to pray for us, please. Brother Tim. Now, Brother Tim, the Lord, as I read this scripture and studied on it, the Lord's given me two messages, and I have preached one of them. And matter of fact, I have preached both of them in the past little while. And, I'm thankful for what God can do and what he will do in our heart and our life. As we look at this scripture today, I want you to really see, and I'm going to give you the title of my message, and when I get through the first one, amen. And when I get through the first one, I'm going to give you the title, and I'm going to preach that one, amen. I don't want to confuse you tonight, but I want you to understand what God's burdened my heart with today for you that are here in the house of God. And I pray that God will be make it a blessing unto you today. But we find here in the Word of God, in chapter number 16, in verse number 16 in the Word of God, that Paul, as he went through there preaching the Word of God, and there's a lady that came unto him that had an evil spirit about her, and my friend, these men were taking advantage of her because of what she was doing, and she come up to Paul and Silas there and begin to go with them, and every time that she began to speak in verse number 17, it said they followed Paul and cried, saying, these men are servants of the Most High God, which showeth unto us a way of salvation. You see what she said, show unto us the way of salvation. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. Paul, the Bible said that he being grieved, and my friend, this grieved is a sadness that Paul had for this lady, because she had been possessed by an evil spirit, and these men that were in her life were taking advantage and getting gain because of what the evil spirit was doing in this lady's life. And my friend, this grieved Paul. Paul had a compassion for this young lady, and Paul turned and commanded a spirit to come out of her. And my friend, the spirit came out of her. And whenever that happened, you find that these men was mad because they had lost their money, they lost their gain. And so they got Paul and took him up there before the magistrate and set him down there and said, listen, this man speaks things unto us that's strange to our ears. It's not lawful to us as a Roman today. The Bible said in verse 23, and when they had laid many stripes on them, they cast them into the prison, charging a jailer to keep them safely. They took Paul out there and the rest of his company and whipped them with stripes and charged the jailer. Said, jailer, I want you to put them in the prison. And he said, you keep them safely. Now this jailer knew that he had the charge to take care of Paul and Silas and these others that were there in the prison. And my friend, he knew that if he didn't take care of them and something happened to them, that he would have to do the time and take the punishment that they were doing. So the Bible said there that he said in verse 24, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast with stocks. This jailer, he took him in there not for the first prison, not in the second prison, but the very last prison there. And my friend, and he made them sure, and he put stocks on their feet and make sure that that Paul and Silas and these others that was with him, that they wouldn't get out, they would be there, because he was afraid, my friend, that that if he gets out, that he would have to suffer the consequences thereof. And the Bible said in verse number 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sung praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Now, can you imagine this tonight? At midnight, my friend, the Paul and Silas there, and they begin to sing. I often said if Amazing Grace had been written back in this day, I believe that was a song that Paul began to sing. My friend, he sung that song and giving praises unto God, and everything's quiet, my friend, but Paul and Silas begin to sing that old song, amen, and my friend, and giving praises unto God. And the Bible said that the prisoners there in that jail heard them sing. My friend, the Bible said there in 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands was loose. My friend, God sent an earthquake down there, my friend, just to shake those folks up. Amen. My friend, sometimes God has to send us a personal earthquake to shake us up. Amen. Sometimes we get so complacent, my friend, in our service of God, and our living for Him, God has to send something in our life just to get a hold of us a little bit and shake us a little bit and say, listen, you need to listen to what I got to say. My friend, the Bible said there in verse 27, and the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have taken and have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fleeing. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. My friend, Paul wasn't there, my friend, to get out. My friend, Paul was there, my friend, to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, young'uns, when things come in our life to try to shake us up a little bit, my friend, God's trying to help us, my friend, to see that we need to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. A lot of things that comes in our life, my friend, that we don't know what to do and why they're there. My friend, they're there for a reason and a purpose today. The Bible said in verse 29, then he called for a light. Amen. My friend, talking about the jailer. Amen. He called for a light. I want to tell you something tonight, children. You look at that light a little bit. My friend, I want to tell you that light is none other than the Son of God. Amen. My friend, that light, I will illuminate, my friend, not only this building, but brother, it illuminates your heart and your life, my friend, where you can get up and say, thank God that I'm saved by the grace and by the power of God. That jailer called for a light. My friend, the Bible said there in the Word of God, my friend, that he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. Buddy, I want you to know the Holy Spirit of God had got a hold of that jailer's heart and that jailer's life. My friend, he said, give me a light. I got to get in there. I got to get where they're at. And my friend, he's fell down before them. And the Bible said, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Amen. My friend, the first message tonight is, what must I do to be saved? Amen. I'm telling you what's the truth, children. God's been so good to every one of us today. We ought to thank Him every day. Lord, thank you for saving an old wretch like me. If I'd have had justice, I'd have been dead in hell a long time ago. My friend, but God gave me mercy, and I appreciate how that so very much. And the Bible said there, look at verse 31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Amen. Brother, I'm tell you something. When God starts in one, it moves through the whole place. Amen. And my friend, it'll save everybody in your house today. Listen, friend, if you got somebody, a child that's never been saved, my friend, I'm tell you something, never quit praying for them. Never give up on them. You ask God to touch their heart in their life. My friend, God will save them today. My friend, God knows exactly what to do in our life and our heart today. My friend, He said there, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, thou shalt be saved and thy house. My friend, and they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into the house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. My friend, there's something about the glory of God that it gets in your heart and your life. My friend, you want to tell everybody you see. My friend, I remember the night that God has saved my soul. I remember the next day, my friend, I went in the Word. I couldn't hardly contain myself. I got there about 20 minutes early, trying for somebody to come in. I could tell them I've been saved by God's amazing grace. I was so ungodly before that, but thank God it changed my heart and changed my life. My friend, that's what God does for you. He gives you something to rejoice in and rejoice about. And I praise his name for that, my friend, that he is doing today. Now listen, that's message one. My friend, you got to know that you're saved by God's amazing grace. Now I'm going to try to preach to you just a minute tonight. And my friend, on message two tonight, that God showed me out of this same scripture that I read to you tonight. My friend, listen, the title of my message is Responding Under Pressure. My friend, there's not a one of us in here this building tonight that has not suffered some kind of pressure in our heart and our life, my friend, in this world today. And listen, I'm not good at pressure. I don't want nobody pressuring me. My friend, I'm not good at that. But I want to tell you tonight, children, if you ask any man of God that's pastoring a church, there's a lot of pressure, my friend, that comes in this thing called pastoring. Now I want to tell you today, that pressure will come, and how we respond, my friend, under pressure is going to tell a lot about us today. My friend, it's going to tell a lot about you and I today. My friend, we today realize, my friend, that every action brings a reaction, and that reaction depends upon how much of God we got in our life. Every action brings a reaction. My friend, you could have somebody walk up to you and just bless you out. My friend, the first thing you want to do is take your fist and just come upside their head. I mean, that's the first thing that you'd want to do. But my friend, that every action, there is a reaction. And my friend, today we as God's people are going to have to get to the place in our lives. Hey, listen, I am a Christian, been born again by God's amazing grace. Don't you think the Apostle Paul, that whenever he started preaching, folks got, began to be saved by God's grace. And my friend, all of a sudden there, he finds himself standing there in a courtroom and being persecuted because he was preaching the Word of God. Don't you think the Apostle Paul, maybe sometime in his life, he said, boy, I just like to take a stick and just beat him, amen. But listen, Paul took the stripes. He took the pain. He took the punishment. My friend, the reason that he took that is because he had Jesus in his heart and in his life. My friend, every action brings a reaction, and that reaction depends upon how much of God you got in your heart and your life today. Listen, God is good. God is great. And I praise his name for what he's done and what he has done in my heart and my life. My friend, what is your reaction under pressure? My friend, is it defensive? Oh no, that ain't me. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say what I said. I didn't mean to preach what I said. Hey, are you defensive on that? It's not me. My friend, today, a lot of us will do that. My friend, when the pressure comes in our life, my friend, we want to be defensive. You know, it's not me, it's somebody else. My friend, I want to tell you something tonight. As a growing up, as a boy, I want to tell you that whenever one of us young'uns got out of line, my friend, we didn't blame it on the other. I want to tell you that mom and daddy knew all about that. My friend, mom and daddy knew everything about us. And my friend, whenever we done something wrong, mama didn't say, did you do it? Praise God, she just got the limb, made you go get the limb and bring the limb back and whoop you with a limb. And if it wasn't big enough, you went back and got nothing. There you go. My friend, that's the way we were brought up. My friend, every action brings a reaction. My friend, your reaction under pressure. Are you defensive today? My friend, do you say, well, it ain't me, preacher. It's somebody else. My friend, listen. How are you looking to others? Say, well, now, preacher, you know, old brother so-and-so down the road, he's been on me and causing, telling things about me that ain't so, and this and that and the other. I just got tired of it, and I just reacted. And I'm sorry that I did, but that's the way I done it. My friend, every action brings a reaction. And your reaction, my friend, is going to be scaled about how much God you got in your heart and your life today. Paul, my friend, he didn't take a stick and beat those jailers. No, sir. My friend, this is the way I think Paul's mindset was. My friend, just by the scripture today, Paul said, if they put me in jail, there's somebody in there that's lost that I can talk to. My friend, when midnight came, I believe old Paul and Silas laying there, and my friend, one looked over the other and began to sing softly, Amazing Grace. And my friend, all of a sudden, my friend, they stood up and sung it to the very top of their lungs. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. That saved an old wretch like me. My friend, I want to tell you something. The Bible said that they rejoiced, my friend. And I'm glad that God can give us something in our heart and our life that we can rejoice for. And young'uns, listen. He didn't blame it on somebody else because he was in prison. He didn't blame it on somebody else because he took the stripes. But my friend, he knew that God had placed him there. He knew that God had led him there because he tried in the first part of chapter 16 to go to another place. And the Holy Spirit of God said, no, you're not going there. You're not going there, but you're going down there to Macedonia. My friend, he went down there and preached the word of God, folks being saved. My friend, he got there to the place there. My friend preached the word of God. My friend, he cast out the demon that was in that lady's life. And my friend, then they got together because they seen that their money was gone. Their gain was gone. And they took them there to the courts and said, these men, they disturb, they're troubling my city. Amen. You know what? There ought to be a little bit of trouble around here. Amen. Amen. A little bit of God, Holy Ghost trouble, my friend, it trouble our heart and our life and just shake us up a little bit and say, hey, I'm glad I'm saved by the grace of God. God done something for me that no man could do today. Now I'm talking about good trouble. I don't like bad trouble. Praise God, I stay away from trouble. I want good things in my heart and my life. I want good things for this church. My friend, God wants us to realize tonight that every reaction causes a reaction in your life. If somebody comes up to you tomorrow at work, my friend, and just rakes you over the coals, my friend, listen, your reaction is going to tell on you. If you react negatively, if you try to throw the blame on somebody else, my friend, that shows how much of God you got in your heart and your life. But if you go to and just bow your head humbly, my friend, and just let God give you the words that you need to say and what you need to do, my friend, I want to tell you something. Somewhere down the line, somebody's looking at you and me. And they said, you know, there's something about that man. I've seen him do this and I've seen him do that. There's something about that man. Praise God, I like that, don't you? I like it for folks to say, there's something about that Calvary church. Somebody asked me the other day, said, where you go to church at? I said, thank God I'm going to Calvary Baptist Church on Pads Road. Buddy, we love God. We preach the word of God. And I thank God that I'm a member back where I started at. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, it's good, my friend, to be in the house of God. Yes, every reaction, there is a reaction. My friend, we find, what was your reaction under pressure? My friend, it may be always ifing and butting. Always ifing and butting. Oh, preacher, if that wouldn't happen, if that wouldn't come, if it was just somebody else, if I could do this and I'd do that. And my friend, I'm going to tell you something. You can have all the ifing and buttons you want to have. But my friend, the truth of the matter is how much of God you got in your heart and your life. It's how you're going to react. Ah, but preacher, if you just calm down a little bit, you're going to have a heart attack. All this stomping and hollering, spitting and shouting. And my friend, I'm going to tell you something tonight, children. I am what I am. You see what you get, what you see. Amen. I thank God, my friend, that God has blessed my heart and blessed my soul. But young as this ifing and butting, just don't get it. Preacher, I'd do better, but. Oh, if oh so-and-so just leave me alone, I'd do better. My friend, there are a lot of ifs and buts, amen, for an excuse today when it comes down to it, my friend, in responding under pressure. Now, preacher, where'd you get all that at in that scripture? That's what I want to tell you. And I'm going to be done here in just a minute. Every action brings a reaction. And that reaction depends upon how much of God you got in your life. What is your reaction under pressure? Is it defensive? Is it looking to others? Is it always ifing and a button? Listen to this. There are 11 actions and reactions in the verses that I read to you. You listen. There's 11 actions actions and reactions in the verses of Scripture that I've given to you. Number one, casting out the demon spirit brought reaction of a beating. My friend, when Paul and Silas, they cast out that demon spirit, my friend, their receiving was a beating today. Youngs, if you stand for God and you love God and you want to work and walk with God, my friend, there's going to be somebody out there that don't like what you're saying and what you're doing. My friend, I want to tell you something tonight. I'm glad that God knows in our heart and our life, my friend, what needs to be done to help us to make it through every action that we have, and you always give you a reaction. Amen. Number two, the beating brought praying and singing. You think about it today. The beating that Paul and Silas took brought praying and singing. My friend, a lot of times the things you and I go through, my friend, we find ourselves very quickly on our knees praying to God and saying, Lord, would you help me? You help me to get out of this situation. My friend, it's in my life today. My friend, that beating brought praying and singing. Praying and singing brought an earthquake. My friend, when they begin to pray and sing, the Bible said there come an earthquake. I'm telling you tonight, children, God knows what He's doing. My friend, He knows every need that you and I have today. Yes, sir. It may be an earthquake, but my friend, the Bible said that praying and singing brought an earthquake. The earthquake brought release. Amen. Brother, when that earthquake come, them doors swung open. Amen. And they were released, my friend, under the power of Almighty God. Man couldn't have done that. My friend, God done it. Release brought the jailer. Oh, hallelujah. My friend, when that doors was open, the jailer jumped up and run in there. And my friend, and that jailer came there to where Paul and Silas was. God knows what He's doing. For every action, there is a reaction. My friend, number six, the jailer called for the light. Amen. I tell you, I get excited about this. Brother, I'm telling you that when you call for the light, brother, I'm telling you, God will bring a light and He'll light your path. He'll light your heart. He'll light your eyes. He'll light your going. He'll light your loving. My friend, He'll light you up. And my friend, and let you live for Him today and serve Him in this walk of life. You can just about see a born-again Christian out in the world. You can just about see them. My friend, that radiance about them, that smile, that loving spirit about them. My friend, you can see them today. But my friend, every action brings a reaction. And Paul and Silas, all these actions brought a reaction, my friend, for that jailer to come in. My friend, the jailer called for a light. My friend, number seven, the light called for repentance. Praise God. I'll tell you, when the light of God shines on your heart and your life, my friend, it exposes everything in your life, how the good and the bad. Amen. And my friend, the bad, you need to get under the blood of the Lamb of God. Ain't us one of us, my friend, here tonight that's above sin. My friend, we all sin and come short of the glory of God. My friend, I'm glad today that God gives us time to repent and get things right with Him. My friend, the light calls repentance. Repentance call for belief. Amen. My friend, I want to tell you something today. Whenever you repent, you've got to believe in Jesus Christ is able to forgive you of your sins tonight. My friend, belief call for salvation. Oh, hallelujah tonight, children. I'm glad I've been plucked out of the clutches of Satan. My friend, I'm glad that my salvation is sure. My friend, I hope my hope in God, my friend, is sure tonight. There's not enough devils in hell itself. My friend, they can tell me I'm going to hell, but brother, they can't convince me that I'm going to hell. My friend, that's settled in my heart and my life today. Salvation called for baptism. Every bit of this is in this scripture. My friend, salvation called for baptism today. Youngs, I'm going to tell you something tonight. I'm not saying that a person can't be saved, my friend, and die and not be baptized. But listen, if God opens a way for you to be saved by the grace of God, you need to join a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church and be baptized. Amen. I'm glad God baptized me. I'm glad the Holy Spirit of God come into my heart, in my life. Right, John. Amen. Many years ago, as I pastored, boy, I loved to baptize. We used to have to go down to the river, down there at the little creek there below where I pastored. It'd be muddy and dirty, and you step your foot in there, and you sink up to a half a foot or a foot in mud. And after you get there a little bit ways, and my friend, those folks would come out there. My friend, some of them be weeping and crying. Buddy, I love to baptize. I love to dunk them. Amen. Praise God. I love to see them go under, my friend, because they're taking the step that God commands, my friend, for you and I to take today. My friend, salvation brings baptism. And baptism calls for rejoicing. What did the jailer do after all of his was baptized? Went in his house, sat down, and said, "We're going to eat something and we're going to rejoice." Amen. My friend, I want to tell you something tonight. Some of us need to rejoice more than what we're doing. Amen. My friend, listen, I'm glad God is God. My friend, he's God back then. In Paul's day, he's just the same God as he is today. My friend, God can do the same thing today as he done back in Paul's day. My friend, God loves us today. He cares about us today. And my friend, every action causes a reaction. And your reaction that you have tells people how much of God is in your heart and your life. You think about that a minute. When God showed me this, brother, pastor, I was standing beside the road. Well, matter of fact, I was mowing. And there's a car, I didn't know it was even behind me, come down, and it almost touched me. Come right in at me. This man was mad at me because I preached the Word of God. And he just about run over me. And the first thing I wanted to do was pick that lawnmower up and smack him upside the head with it. And I thought about it too. But you know, God showed me in that scripture. He said, Kenny, every reaction causes a reaction. And that reaction tells people how much God is in you. And you know what I done? I got on my face and I said, Lord, you forgive me. You help me. Every time I seen that man from that time on, I made a point to go to him. He might not speak to me, but I went to him, trying to show him the love of God in my heart, in my life today. Young as I'm telling you tonight, every action has a reaction. And that reaction tells those folks how much of God you got in your life. 11 times in that scripture, an action was done and there was a reaction. You read it over again. You take time out a while and read that over again. You see if it's not in there. I'm telling you tonight, younguns, I'm human. We're all human. We all make mistakes. We all fall short of the glory of God. And sometimes you got to bite your tongue. Sometimes you got to bite your tongue and just let God take care of things. Amen. Amen. Listen, one more time, I'm just going to read through them. Casting out the demon spirit brought the reaction of a beating. The beating brought praying and singing. Praying and singing brought the earthquake. The earthquake brought the release. The release brought the jailer. The jailer called for a light. The light came, called for repentance. Repentance called for belief. Belief called for salvation. Salvation called for baptism. And baptism calls for rejoicing.
Amen.
When I seen that, I had a fit, brother. I'm telling you, I did. I know God's real and He's good, youngins. And youngins, if you're saved by God's grace, I want to encourage you. Whenever something comes up in your life, my friend, that causes a reaction in your life, Just stop and think just a minute. Your reaction tells this person just how much God you got in your life. When we stop just a minute and think about it, from that day till this day, if you don't hear me say anything, I'm not going to give you. I want God to be real in my life. There's people out there that try to goat you and try to tease you into doing something bad and maybe doing something that you don't normally do. Take a moment and say, now, what would Jesus do in my life? What would He do in my life? I want to tell you something, young'uns. Life is worth living. And living is worth living with Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life tonight. So, whenever something comes in your life and it makes you a little mad, your reaction is going to tell that person how much of God you got in your life. I love Him tonight. I pray every day that God would help me be the man of God that He wants me to be. I'm on the bottom of the barrel, and I don't care. I'm on the bottom of the barrel. As long as I'm in the barrel, that's all that matters to me. I'm on the very bottom. But I want to tell you something. This little preacher standing before you, God has blessed his life. God has blessed his soul. If it hadn't been for God, I'd have been dead in hell today. God took me from the very pits of hell and saved me. And I want to live for Him and serve Him the very best I can. Brother Pastor, if you have anything.